Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pedro Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano takes first base on ball four. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive towards first. Skowron reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops it up and throws to first, with McDowell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is hit by the pitch. Alves moves to second. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alves scores. Gonzalez moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry strikes out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Horlan for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield juggles the ball. That's an error on Whitfield. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Romano hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-1 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alves hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hinton. Ward reaches second base with a double. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. McDowell strikes out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Askew moves to second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0-for-1 in the game. Horlan takes first base on ball 4. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Horlan moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0-for-2 in the game. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry strikes out. Two outs. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horlan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gonzalez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Nicholson now playing left field. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Askew for the out. Gonzalez moves to second. One out. Vic Davalillo pinch hits for Sam McDowell. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. Gonzalez moves to third. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts towards the mound. Horlan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gonzalez scores. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brown. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Brown steals second. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Davalillo now playing center field. Gary Bell now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. Robinson moves to second. Two outs. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 0 for 3 in the game. Scourin hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Eddie Fisher now pitching. J.C. Martin now catching. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.